Hello.
This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry, and this is the Daily Prophetic Word. The Father says today, get ready for a backlog outpouring of my glory in your life. July is a month of explosive goodness and radical favor in the things that are before you. Do you want to believe the naysayers or the doom and gloomers, or are you ready for a full measure and manifestation of all that I've promised? The enemy's brought distractions, even the bullets have been flying, but don't take your eyes off the harvest. Get ready to be engulfed, to be saturated in my favor, in my blessing. Open your heart wide in hope and belief that as your expectations are, so will be your substance. Don't look at the adverse reports, the warnings, or the conspiracies, but look to my truth. Get your eyes off of man and keep them on me, says the Father. Even the truth that I am your way to show you the way. I am your truth to expose the lie. And my Zoe life will not be reduced by plague or upset or riot, for I am with you, says God, to defend, protect, and bring you to highest heart's desire and greatest dream fulfilled. I am your peace, says God, and I will keep you in perfect harmony as you keep your thoughts stayed on me. Remember at all times that you are where your attention takes you. The merchants of the negative want to show you death, darkness, and despair. Why would you look upon such things to give yourself over to them? Why store these dark visions in your heart to make them self-fulfilling? That is not my desire, neither is that my plan for you. Come up higher, says the Father. I'm not coming down again to pay once more for the sin debt of men. I've already done that. I'm calling you up to that place of ruling and reigning here by me that has your name on it, even a new name that no man can know, but you will know it, for it represents the character of blessing and destiny and goodness that are uniquely yours by my hand. Come away, my beloved, even as a bride to her bridegroom. This is the bridal season when the water turns to wine and the dead are raised to life. Barrenness and isolation are no longer your portion. I set the solitary in families, and I have caused you to find your tribe in my kingdom and know that even as Asher dips his foot in oil, even so there is an allotment for you in the place of my promise. Your inheritance is secure, says God. The vaults of heaven are open to you, standing ready to pour out their bounty. This is when the plowman overtakes the reaper and the generosity of heaven comes forth to fully supply you with the undiminished inventory of favor, benefit, and virtue that are my default response to the demand of your faith for all that Calvary affords. Don't look back, says the Father. Don't look back to the destruction on the plain, even as Lot's wife looked back and turned into a pillar of salt. Don't look to those things that are behind you, but look to the things that are ahead. Don't look at the winds or the waves that are boisterous around you, for I am walking on these billows with you. You will not sink and you will not suffer in the overthrow of man's impotence to change anything, for you are my beloved child. As the world reels in chaos, your feet will be firm in my promise, and your eyes will see with clarity what is ahead as we walk this out together to your place of full portion and manifest destiny, says your God.
Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321 if you use Cash App, $PropheticNow. If you use Zelle, PropheticNow@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say, believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you. Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321 if you use Cash App, $PropheticNow. If you use Zelle, PropheticNow@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say, believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you.